We are at the Home Builders Pavilion, and it's turned out to be a beautiful day after, you know, some thunderstorms this morning. And but the grounds need water. Just we kind of were hoping it wouldn't be this week. Charlie Becker doing all kinds of EAA things year round, not only here. This is a busy week for you in home builds and also in member services, but this is where all the action happens. And I like it down here. You know, I like it down here because, number one, you have a cool place for us to hang out here on the patio. It's nice and cool for what's going to be a hot day. And the other thing is very cool airplanes and very cool people. And we're going to talk to one of them right now, right?
That's right. Joining us from Vans Aircraft is Kelsey Hickman. So, obviously, Vans Aircraft is the number one by a pretty good margin kit manufacturer in the world. And so I've asked her to come over and talk a little bit about Vans Aircraft, what's going on. You know, last year drew a huge crowd with the new RV15 prototype. And then we did a webinar in January with Vans Aircraft. They're a supporter of Home Builders Week, which is our virtual offering in January over the anniversary of EAA's forming. And they're great supporters of that. And they had a huge crowd for that RV15 webinar. Got a lot of great technical updates on the aircraft. And here it is back, year two. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the high wing and what changes have occurred since it was here last year, Kelsey?
Yeah, for sure. So we're celebrating 51 years now here of Vans Aircraft, and it's actually the 20th anniversary of the RV10, so another big year for us. As you stated, we've brought back the 15. There's been some slight changes. RVs are pretty famous for their performance and the way that they fly and handle. So really what we've been focusing on is refining that so that it flies like a true RV.
So the high wing model is what we're talking about,
yep.
The 15. Yeah. And, you know, so making a high-wing model fly like a low-wing model, that's not an easy task.
Definitely.
And it's quite a departure from the, you know, the rest of the line. So it's attracting a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the number one airplane that people are here to look at. So that's definitely been a fun thing to see and lots of questions being asked. But we're excited.
Are kits presently being produced, or are they
not
yet to
quite
come?
Yet for the 15? As I said, we're still refining it and doing all the flight testing. We're hoping here within the next year or so, but it's hard to say at this point.
Well, and like we were talking before with Zenit, Mosaic may have something to do with how that ends up.
Absolutely.
Yep, got a lot of things going on, so we're definitely excited about Mosaic and what may come with that. So we're always working on many things.
So I know the popularity of the RV6, the RV8 especially. Are those your, you know, data statistically most popular kits and most flown?
Out of all the ones flying, it's definitely still the RV6, but for what people are building now, it's the 14, the 10, and the 12.
Okay.
And we're up to 11,259 out of those who have reported to us that they're flying. We're definitely missing a few hundred, I'm sure, of at least people that haven't quite told us yet.
Well, and a lot of them, you know how life gets in the way. You get started a project and, you know, it doesn't get done as quickly as you'd like. And I know there's many more of them sitting in garages in some stage of build, you know, right? How many have you sold, do you know?
I don't have the exact kit count number since we do sell them in the separate kits, the tail, wing, fuse,
right.
Finish. So we don't have complete aircraft numbers really for that.
So, you know, what sets Vans apart, other than the fact that they're huge and there's so many of them and they're such a pleasure to fly and they're really strong airplanes? You, as a representative of the company, what would you say to somebody? There's a lot of options here.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to somebody who's looking to build an airplane from a kit? Why the Vans? And of course, you're going to figure out which one that might fit them the best.
Yeah.
But
I would say it's definitely our community. That's what sets us apart, truly, is just how much our people love their airplanes.
And they kind of go with the moniker to performance.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, the way the aircraft fly, I've never been in anything that beats it. So,
yeah. One of the really neat things about Vans Aircraft is the RV12 has really fit this niche for teen build aircraft. So right over here, right outside of the Home Builders Hangar, we have at least six or seven RV-12s that were built you know, by teenagers, a lot of times in a chapter environment. And Dick Van Grunsven, super supportive of getting youth involved. He's been personally involved in at least two or three minimum teen builds.
Yep, and our actual sales manager for the RV12IS is a previous teen flight kid, so
Need
to have him on board as well.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, in fact, when we did the one-week wonder on the RV12, I guess it was 4 years or so ago, one of the two leads from that was organizing it from Vans was a teen flight kid, and he's now graduated, I think, from the U.S. Naval Academy. Yep. I mean, just a super impressive guy. You know, these kids that come out of those teen build programs really are just top notch.
They have a focus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They build a focus. You know, if you go to a meeting and all you do is sit around and drink pop or soda all day and just talk, there's not a lot of inspiration. But you start building airplanes with the goal of flying them, that's a huge motivator.
Well, and one of the beauties of, you know, building is you can build any day of the week. You know, you can only fly when the weather is cooperative.
Yeah.
And so, you know, plus with the kids, I mean, once you make that purchase of the kit, there aren't any really ongoing costs. It's not like you got to fund, you know, fuel every time you want to go do something in aviation. A lot of chapters are doing it. And then, you know, depending on the model of the teen build, you sell the aircraft and you've got more money than what you started with and you buy the next one. And that's what we see happen a lot.
So where is, you said the home built hangar, is that, that's where you're featuring the teen? I know there's some stuff right, over in the
right in, it's
pavilion
actually,
over
it's kind of like right in front of the Tailwind Cafe is where we park the teen builds.
Okay.
And it's right outside the home builders hangar on the east side, so definitely you can find it. And most of them are RV-12s. They're a very popular, affordable, economical aircraft to fly, so they fit nice. And because they're pull rivet construction, it's easy to get a youth up to you know, doing it correctly. And you know,
and they can fit in there pretty easily too if they're going to buck rivets.
Yep, they can. Well, but they don't have to buck these. They can just. Boom.
Well, they're all pulled.
They're all pulled.
There's no more bucking in the RV-12.
On the RV-12.
Not in the RV-12.
Oh, in the RV-12. Yeah. So they're all aircraft standard pull rivets, not what people would think of as pop rivets, but these are actually aircraft Cherry Max probably or something. Is that right?
Equivalent.
Yeah.
Equivalent. So Kelsey mentioned earlier the RV-10, which is their four-seat offering, and this is, as she mentioned, the 20th anniversary. We have a nice turnout of RV-10s, and those have been extremely popular aircraft. You know, there's not nearly as many four-seat options when you want to build, so the 10 is probably the by far and away the most popular as a result. And it's an incredibly efficient traveling machine. So if your goal is to go from, you know, here to California, you can do it in an RV-10 quite easily, and it's got quite a bit of room.
I know it competes easily with a Cirrus or anything like that. Yeah, that fits definitely a niche of people who want to do that kind of thing. Not so much the sport flying like an RV-8, but a mover, a go somewhere airplane.
The RV-8 being a tandem aircraft, sitting on the center line, very popular for people that like aerobatics, you know, but yet they still have an aircraft they can do a lot of other stuff with. And I think that's one of the, you know, one of the secrets to me of Vans is it's not the fastest, it doesn't land the slowest, it really is not number one in a lot of, in any category, but it's like number two or three in a lot of different ones. So you get, with one aircraft, a very well-rounded offering. So if you want to use it for cross country, that's great, but you can also use it for local flying as well. It's not going to break the bank. So there's a lot of, you know, I mean, I think that's some of the things that make it quite popular.
That's cool. So Kelsey, we have just a couple minutes. If you had one thing the listeners might want to hear, what would it be, like from Vans Aircraft?
I would just definitely encourage everyone to come see us. We're in booth 604. As Charlie say, we've got the 15 right out front. So come by, talk to our test pilot, Axel. He's got all your answers as far as how that aircraft is flying. So, and also you can bribe him with root beer floats is what I heard.
Root beer floats from A&W?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now we know the trick.
That's right.
Kelsey, thank you so much. Hickman of Vans Aircraft for joining us. And you guys are on the corner. You're not far from the Brown Arch, really. You're just to the north. And can't miss the huge Vans presence over there. And thank you once
thank
again.
Thank you.
Charlie, that's going to almost wrap up another year here.
We got a lot going still.
You got a lot going. No, we have days left. I'm talking about you and I here
that's
on
true.
The show.
That's true.
But, yeah, of course, we both are going to be quite busy. But so in wrap-up, let's just hit the few items that maybe we didn't cover that you'd like to.
Yeah, so one thing we didn't talk about was something that's on our governmental efforts. We got approval for what we call task-based phase one flight testing. So no longer do you just get assigned a 40-hour flight test period. Now you're allowed to follow a structured flight test program, and when you're done, you're done.
Oh.
Which is really awesome because it's a lot of people in the old days with the 40 hours, it was all about just burning, you know, boring holes in the sky until the Hobbs meter turned over 40 hours. Now we're giving a much more, directed way of doing the flight testing. And I was just talking to a Vans builder right before convention who used task-based phase one, and they were able to wrap up their flight testing in about 26 hours,
wow.
Which was nice.
That's great.
And you're going to end up with basically all of the data that you need for an aircraft operating handbook. So it's a great advance. We worked hard with the FAA on that. And we're very happy with the outcome there.
Awesome. Charlie, thanks for hosting us today and all your good work for EA and for the home builder community and for our member services as well. Jaymont G, that wraps up home builders. We'll be over at the brand new Youth Pavilion tomorrow for On the Fly at 1 o'clock. So stick around and enjoy the day. You're listening to EA Radio.